The news was published on Friday, October 11th, 2024. I am Mary. All right, folks, let's chat about the latest buzz in the tech world. You've probably been hearing a lot about AI lately, right? It's like that friend who suddenly got super into CrossFit and won't shut up about it. Well, AI is the new CrossFit of the investment world, and everyone's jumping on the bandwagon faster than you can say machine learning. So what's the deal? Well, apparently, AI is being hailed as the holy grail of investment opportunities. It's like we've stumbled upon a gold mine, but instead of pickaxes, we're using algorithms. The hype train is chugging along at full speed, and boy, is it loud. Now, I'm not saying AI isn't cool, it totally is. But let's take a step back and look at what's really going on. Companies from all corners of the business world are scrambling to slap an AI label on their products faster than you can update your Instagram bio. We're talking healthcare, finance, logistics, you name it, they're trying to AI-ify it. Picture this. You walk into a hospital, and instead of a doctor, you're greeted by a robotic voice saying, "Hello, I'll be diagnosing you today." Sounds like science fiction, right? Well, apparently, that's where we're headed. They're saying AI will predict diseases before you even know you're sick. It's like having a fortune teller, but instead of reading tea leaves, it's reading your DNA. And don't even get me started on personalized marketing. Imagine scrolling through your social media feed and seeing ads so tailored to you, it's like they've been reading your diary. Creepy or convenient? You decide. Now here's where it gets really interesting. Some folks are drawing parallels between the current AI craze and the early days of the internet. Remember when having an email address was considered cutting edge? Yeah, those were the days. They're saying that investing in AI now could be like buying Amazon stock when it was still just an online bookstore. Sounds tempting, doesn't it? But let's not get ahead of ourselves. You know, all this AI excitement reminds me of another tech boom that had everyone buzzing. The dot-com craze of the late 1990s. Oh boy, what a wild ride that was. Picture this. It's 1995, and suddenly everyone's talking about this thing called the internet. Companies were popping up left and right, slapping .com on their name and watching their stock prices soar through the roof. I remember my neighbor Bob telling me he'd invested his life savings in a company that was going to revolutionize pet food delivery online. Sounded crazy at the time, but hey, who knew? The excitement was palpable. You'd turn on the TV, and there'd be all these commercials for websites. Remember Pets.com with that sock puppet mascot? Everyone thought they were going to be the next big thing. And for a while, it seemed like the party would never end. People were quitting their day jobs to day trade stocks. I knew a guy who bought a yacht with his paper gains before he even cashed out. Talk about counting your chickens before they hatch. The NASDAQ was hitting new highs almost daily. It was like everyone had winning lottery tickets. But here's the thing, and it's something we should keep in mind with AI too. Not all that glitters is gold. When the bubble finally burst in 2000, it was like watching a slow-motion train wreck. All those high-flying stocks came crashing down to earth. Companies that had never turned a profit suddenly found themselves out of cash and out of luck. My buddy with the yacht? Let's just say he got really good at fishing from the shore after that. Now, I'm not saying the same thing will happen with AI. The technology is different, and we've, hopefully, learned some lessons. But it's a good reminder that when there's this much hype around something, it pays to do your homework and not get caught up in the FOMO. That's fear of missing out for you folks who aren't up on the lingo. Speaking of social revolutions, let's fast forward a bit to the mid-2000s. Remember when MySpace was the coolest thing ever? Yeah, me neither. But then came this little website called Facebook, started by some college kid named Mark Zuckerberg. At first, it was just for college students. I remember my niece telling me about it and thinking, why would anyone want to share their life online like that? Well, turns out a lot of people did. Facebook exploded in popularity, and before we knew it, your grandma was sending you friend requests and sharing cat videos. It wasn't just Facebook, though. Twitter came along, letting people share their thoughts in 140 characters or less. Instagram made everyone think they were professional photographers, and don't even get me started on TikTok. I still can't figure out how to use it without feeling like I'm about to throw out my back. These social media platforms didn't just change how we communicate, they created whole new industries. Suddenly, being an influencer was a real job. Companies were scrambling to figure out how to advertise on these new platforms. And let's not forget about the data. Oh boy, the data. These companies were sitting on gold mines of information about our likes, dislikes, and habits. For investors, it was like striking oil. Facebook's IPO in 2012 was one of the biggest in tech history. Early investors in these social media companies saw their stakes multiply many times over. It wasn't just the big names either. Think about all the apps and tools that sprung up around social media. Analytics companies, ad tech firms, even the companies making those ring lights for perfect selfie lighting. Boy, talk about a double-edged sword. The AI revolution we're witnessing could be the golden ticket to riches or a one-way trip to broke town. It's like we're all standing at a roulette table, chips in hand, trying to decide where to place our bets. Let's paint a rosy picture first, shall we? If the AI hype train keeps chugging along full steam ahead, we might be looking at a handful of AI companies becoming the next tech behemoths. I'm talking Google-level, Amazon-scale giants that'll make today's tech darlings look like corner lemonade stands. These AI whiz kids could completely flip industries on their heads, kind of like how Netflix knocked Blockbuster into the history books. Imagine an AI company that cracks the code on self-driving cars. Suddenly, the entire transportation industry goes topsy-turvy. Taxi drivers, truckers, delivery folks. Their jobs could vanish faster than you can say artificial intelligence. But for the early birds who invested in that company, ka-ching, we're talking retire on a private island levels of wealth. It's not just transportation either. Healthcare, finance, education, every industry's ripe for an AI makeover. The potential for creating massive wealth is enough to make your head spin. But hold your horses, because there's always a flip side to this coin. What if, and it's a big what if, this whole AI bubble goes pop? We could be staring down the barrel of a market correction that'd make the dot-com bust look like a hiccup. Picture this. A bunch of overhyped, overvalued AI companies suddenly crashing back to earth. All those late-to-the-party investors who jumped on the bandwagon thinking they'd found the next big thing? They'd be left holding the bag, watching their investments shrink faster than a wool sweater in a hot dryer. It's like that old saying about the stock market. When the tide goes out, you see who's been swimming naked. A burst AI bubble could expose a lot of companies that were all sizzle and no steak. We might see a domino effect where one big AI failure leads to investors losing confidence in the whole sector. Suddenly, funding dries up, startups fold, and even the bigger players start tightening their belts. It's not a pretty picture, especially if you've bet the farm on AI being the next big thing. But here's the kicker. Even if the investment side of things goes belly up, the technology itself isn't going anywhere. AI is like a genie that's out of the bottle, and there's no stuffing it back in. Whether we're riding high on AI stocks or licking our wounds from a market crash, the tech is going to keep on trucking. We're likely to see AI burrowing its way deeper and deeper into our daily lives, changing the way we work, play, and everything in between. Think about it. AI could reshape our work lives in ways we can't even imagine yet. Maybe we'll all have AI assistants that handle the boring stuff, freeing us up for more creative tasks. Or maybe AI will create whole new industries we haven't even thought of yet. Communication could get a major overhaul, too. Forget language barriers. We might have real-time AI translators that make chatting with someone on the other side of the world as easy as talking to your next-door neighbor. And don't even get me started on how AI could change our home lives. Smart homes might become scary smart, anticipating our needs before we even know we have them. Healthcare could get a major boost, with AI helping diagnose diseases earlier and more accurately than ever before. The possibilities are endless and kind of mind-boggling when you really think about it. So, whether we end up swimming in AI riches or nursing our financial wounds, one thing's for sure, the world as we know it is in for some big changes. Buckle up, folks, because it's going to be one heck of a ride. The news was brought to you by Listen2. This is Mary.